I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
When it's time to unplug, check out WUNC Music. But I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, we've got music worth discovering, locally curated to brighten your day.
I got the moves of a TV queen, folk girl hero in a magazine. Figuring the truth in a new pop song, don't you want to sing along?
WUNC Music. Now featuring NPR's World Cafe weeknights at 10. Listen on your smart speaker or at WUNC.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here, North Carolina series.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Sauce with the slaw, I'm the safe, the seller and the vault. I'm the best, the effect and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce.
There are a handful of musicians from North Carolina who became true giants in American music. There's Doc Watson and banjo great Earl Scruggs. Jazz musicians John Coltrane, Max Roach, and Thelonious Monk were all born here, as was Nina Simone.
Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean.
Nina Simone continues to be an inspiration for musicians in North Carolina. When we asked Phil Cook and Tift Merritt to pick one musician from the state, living or dead, that they'd like to perform with, they said,
Nina Simone, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd eat me for lunch, but that's okay.
Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel.
When we asked Chapel Hill songwriter Skylar Goodaz to pick a song that says North Carolina to her, she chose this one, Wild as the Wind by Nina Simone.
Love me, love me, love me, say you do.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Let me fly away with you.
To me, a great song is a song that makes you feel something, and this song is so emotional and so full of feeling from the way that Nina Simone is playing the piano, these just beautiful rolls up and down the piano for the whole song that just sort of builds and builds, the way that she sings the lyrics. Just beautiful to me.
For my love is like the wind and wild as a wind.
It's very much a love song that's about sort of the futility of humanity and relationships and life. And in this beautiful way, the lyrics are, you know, we're creatures of the wind, wild as the wind. It just really gets at that sort of transcendental nature of a beautiful love story. And I feel like Nina Simone's version of it really just gets right in there.
Give me more than one caress. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the
Simone recorded the song twice, once for her live record released in 1959, and then again in 1966 for the studio album of the same name. That's the one that Skylar fell for. But Nina Simone was not the only artist to record Wild as the Wind. Far from it. The song has a long history. It was first recorded by Johnny Mathis for use in the 1957 movie of the same name. Mathis got an Academy Award nomination for the song and had a hit single with it following the movie's release.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind and wild is the wind.
3 years after the Mathis hit, Shirley Horn recorded the song for her album Embers and Ashes.
Give me more.
The song has also been recorded more recently by everyone from George Michael to Cat Power. But those artists may have been inspired to record it by the man who brought Ziggy Stardust to life. There's a remarkable version of Wild as the Wind at the end of David Bowie's album Station to Station. Bowie told an interviewer in 1993 that he included this song on the record Station to Station as a tribute to Nina Simone. He said her original version of the song was tremendous and really affected him. David Bowie and Nina Simone were friends. The two of them met in a club in New York in the mid-70s. At the time, they were both in a dark place, creatively and personally. Nina Simone's biographer writes that David Bowie's support at the time was affirming for her as an artist and gave her the lift she needed to start recording and performing again. As great as David Bowie's version of the song is, Skylar Goodaz says for her, Wild as the Wind will forever belong to Nina Simone.
And many people have covered it, and I love all the covers, but this one to me is just, you know, the best.
Skylar says she first heard it in her dorm room at UNC Chapel Hill. A friend put it on a mixtape.
And I just remember listening to it and being like, oh my God. Like, and listening to it, like, you know, obsessively again and again to just feel the way that she makes you feel. I'm always, by the time I get to the end of the song, I'm always like devastated, but in the best way possible.
All things to me,
There's like this lovely little moment where she goes, she sort of like has this like sort of like self-satisfied little that's like, you know, amazing to me. It just sounds like she's taking it all in, and those moments that are like sort of beyond lyrics and beyond technical ability, but all just about being present in the emotionality, is like, that's the stuff.
Don't you know your life itself?
Nina Simone was born and raised in Tryon, North Carolina. She was one of eight children, and being the child of a preacher, grew up playing music in church. She left North Carolina in 1950 to study classical piano at Juilliard in New York.
I think the story goes that her community all pitched in to raise money for her to go to Juilliard, which is just amazing to me, and I feel like another thing that's wonderful about North Carolina's, you know, small community investment in its people and belief in what, you know, what people in these small communities can accomplish, and that is, you know, really beautiful.
Like a leaf clings to a tree.
Simone's Wild is the Wind is one of the songs we love from North Carolina. The Come Here and See series on the WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is produced in cooperation with the State Arts Council. It's part of the 2019 Year of Music celebration in North Carolina. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.
Daddy, you're spring to me. All things to me. Don't you know your life itself? Like a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me.